Birkas Kohanim in a porch minyan, or perhaps outside minyan. So if it's an outside minyan and everyone agrees, they're all in one rishus, everyone sees each other, then there won't be a shaila. The shaila is in a porch minyan, relying on the shitas harashba, that Rowan Elu is Elu, that we could see each other. So then there's some still say you go ahead and do the Birkas Kohanim. And Rav Sternbuch feels differently. He thinks it's best, since we're dealing with the suffix bracha levatola, he thinks that we should not do Birkas Kohanim. You should send the Kohanim out of the room or off the porch before Ritzei. I guess assuming you have more than 10, and then you skip it because why is he say when it comes to Chazaras Hashatz, he says to make a tefillas nedava, but he says to do it. So why not make a tanaiva Birkas Kohanim? Well, because Birkas Kohanim is another issue, because really there's a separate shaila. Strictly speaking, Birkas Kohanim should be done every day, once a day. Like that's anytime you have a mitzvah in our Torah, the stipple points out in the Rambam, so then you do the mitzvah once a day, every day. So why don't we do Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz? Because the Ratz Rama, it's very not clear in history why, even though the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chaim Vilezhin tried to bring it back and it didn't end well. So different fires, different things happened in Vilezhin. In Vilna, the girl went to jail. There was a big fire in Vilezhin, in Vilna. They took it as a sign that they're not going to do Birkas Kohanim. But why not? It's not so clear why, but we know we don't. The Rama writes because we're on the level of Simcha. So the question is, what do you mean on the level of Simcha? That could take care of a lot of mitzvahs then. Forget about Talis, Tefillin, etc. So why is Birkas Kohanim different? Because the post can explain that really Birkas Kohanim, you only chayev in if you call the Kohanim up, Kohanim. So it's really the minigan, the Sephardi Kehilas, or in Israel, you call them up. And in Ashkenaz, the minig is not to, but it doesn't make a difference what the minig is. If you're an Ashkenaz minion and they call you up, you have to go up. And if you're a Sephardi minion, they don't call you if you don't go up. The chi of Birkas Kohanim is only once you're called up. If you're not called up, it's not a bittul mitzvah. So that's the practice of the Ashkenaz, generally speaking, that since we can't do it promptly, so therefore we avoid getting called up, so we don't do it. So too, that's a Rav Sternbuch. I don't know if he says this, but that's what he's saying, is that you don't have to call them up, and therefore you're not mevatel, and therefore you avoid the issue of bracha vatoa. So if you hold it to regular minions, you do it with Birkas Kohanim. If you're not sure about the seer, if you're not sure how much you want to rely on the Rashba of Mitzdarfin, so then you not do Birkas Kohanim. Perhaps you could do Birkas Kohanim without the bracha. That's another possible suggestion. So different minhagim, what you do on these porch minyanim regarding Birkas Kohanim.